This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Trade talks last week between Governor Inslee and other Washington ag officials with the Mexican president and his top trade and finance officials may have been a groundbreaking of sorts. Inslee says the president's decision to renegotiate NAFTA could really help Washington farmers.
We think there's a lot of opportunities for selling more ag products in Mexico, both from giving them more reasonably priced products and also higher on the value chain. So we're excited about it. As I said, this NAFTA discussion may be a springboard to opening up doors to these new products.
Inslee says it's probably not something the state can do on its own.
We do need some action by the Mexican government to remove some of the barriers that now exist. So there is some national discussion from the Mexican side, but they could do that, I suppose, without the necessity of the U.S. action. But I think particularly since there's going to be a lot of discussion about NAFTA, we need the national government to be involved in these discussions to try to make this happen.
Inslee hopes the talks are just the beginning.
We're plowing the ground. We're developing relationships. Like I said, this is quite an extraordinary thing for a governor to get to talk to the finance minister about a specific trade issue, and I was really appreciative of an opportunity to do that.
Inslee says NAFTA is crucial for the local ag industry, as Mexico and Canada make up about 40% of Washington State apple exports.
And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.